Hi there, Megan Thompson here with Megan Thompson Coaching, and we are going to discuss briefly whether or not CBT will help you stop the meltdown cycle in your home for your highly sensitive child. So let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to How to Parent Your Highly Sensitive Child Like a Ninja. I'm your host, Megan Thompson, licensed clinical professional counselor and registered play therapist supervisor. We at MTC teach parents how to eliminate the daily meltdown and shutdown cycle for your sensitive children and teens. Highly sensitive children make up 15 to 20% of the population, according to research that has been gathered for over a century. And this podcast answers one question: how can you raise emotionally intelligent children, stop walking on eggshells, and help your child express their needs safely without punishments, yelling, or coddling? If you want to know the answer, you're in the right place. Here at MTC, we help parents break out of the meltdown cycle in as little as 8 weeks, and we do this for the entire family dynamic because we serve parents directly. So with their children who are having daily, multiple times a day or multiple times a week meltdowns, hitting, kicking, screaming, losing it, and expressing nerves, worries, concerns, freakouts, and shutting down and being irritable. All of these behavior issues that a parent might be seeing at home could very well be going on in your household as well. And one of the things that I hear so frequently, I've been hearing for years when we talk to parents who are seeking services from us or who have, posted online about what they find to be useful, is that their medical professional has recommended CBT. So what is CBT? Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. It is an evidence-based mental health treatment to treat anxiety. All right, that is a very well-researched mental health treatment protocol. When done effectively, there is a protocol for CBT. And it is very useful for anxiety. Now, when we're comparing the concerns that you might be having with your child and whether or not your child's anxiety can be addressed by CBT if your child is highly sensitive, the short answer to that is no. And I'm going to talk to you about the three reasons that are the broadest focus here for you to inform yourself appropriately and understand what professional you're following so that you understand what they understand about how your child's brain works, right? And it is so important to understand this because CBT is a logical thinking-based process. So as an evidence-based treatment, it works really well for adults. It works really well for adolescents who are generally not highly sensitive and who are nervous or worried or concerned about either some sort of particular fear, like the fear of germs or a fear of leaving their parents, right? And that is a honed in expectation, right? So another fear or anxious experience that a child might have where CBT would be appropriate is if a child is concerned that their family is going to get ill, or that it's difficult for them to maintain composure in the school. So performance anxiety, for example. All right. Now I want to pay attention to this because if you're reporting those needs as a parent to your child's pediatrician or to the school counselor, then they might hear that and separate that out from the meltdowns that your child is having. Or as a parent, you might think that these are the causes of the reasons why your child's having a meltdown because they are the catalyst for the meltdown in the moment. Now, the difference between a catalyst and a cause is really critical for highly sensitive kids. A catalyst is a trigger, right? So whatever it is that's bothering them in that moment leads to a meltdown in the, if we look at the timeline of events in the short term. Yes, you are observant. I will trust you that you are noticing that. You could trust yourself that you're noticing that. It's also true that if your child has specific fears and they are highly sensitive, and if you're wondering whether or not this temperament is true for your kid, go back and listen to some of my other shows. Email us, post or comment on any of our platforms here. We will hook you up or DM us. We will hook you up with understanding the temperament trait. We're not going to cover that today on today's show. And What I want to do instead is really hone in on the top three reasons why CBT is insufficient and ineffective in solving the meltdown cycle for your family. Now, will it try to address something, right? Does it have evidence base to address anxiety? Yes. It's taught in all mental health master's level and PhD level education systems. So every therapist that you can go find will be trained in CBT. So it is a broad general type treatment that basically explains and theorizes and purports that thoughts affect behavior by understanding that your thoughts change your feelings, which then change your behavior. And so you take this concept into a visual triangle, right? So your thoughts affect your feelings, which then affect your behavior. I think that there is something to be afraid of. I therefore feel afraid. I therefore act afraid, right? And so you might feel afraid and then think there's something to be fearful and then act afraid as well. So the triangle isn't necessarily a linear, like a circle or anything like that. You're not following it in one way, clockwise or counterclockwise. It can happen where there's any starting point in those three points of the triangle, right? And this mentality is actually very ineffective and insufficient, especially for highly sensitive children. But it's also not based in the most updated neuroscience. And so when we pay attention to what is so necessary for highly sensitive kids is that they are experiencing emotional intensity that is overwhelming. Your highly sensitive child doesn't just feel their feelings, they also feel feelings about their feelings. And so when we explain this to our clients, there's a huge aha moment because the shame cycle that their child is experiencing isn't actually addressed in CBT therapy, which is why it is so frustrating for your child to have a lovely conversation around how they shouldn't think about vomit being scary or whatever it is that they're afraid of in that moment, or dogs being so scary because they've met plenty of dogs that are not scary. Does that sound familiar? Sound like reassurance? It is. It's glorified reassurance. You're trying to get the child to change their mind or consider other facts and expect the facts to change their feelings. So I wholeheartedly agree that feelings are not facts. That is absolutely true. As human beings, if we are emotionally reactive, we will not live successful lives, right? So 100% on that, we need to be emotionally mindful. We need to be emotionally wise. And that means we're considering facts. It's also true that children in general are not thinking beings. The inner concept of thought, thinking inside your own head and talking to yourself in your own head, doesn't actually start to develop until age six. Start to develop until around age six. That means that any of the other behavior management strategies that a CBT therapist might suggest, 1-2-3 magic, timeouts, they all expect the child to think about what they're about to do before they do it. That's physically impossible for a child's brain under the age of six. So all of this stuff just perpetuates more fear and perpetuates compliance rather than internal motivation for change. And so what happens is it teaches the child, especially highly sensitive kids who value collective community, including the community and the household, it teaches them that they're wrong and it teaches them that they don't know what they're talking about. Now, if you're a highly sensitive child, you have a gut intuition. The problem is, as all children do, right? The problem is you second guess it. Right? So if you're a highly sensitive adult, you might respond with fear a lot if you had never learned these skills. So this might resonate with you as a parent because it might be very difficult for you to trust your gut if you were chronically invalidated. And CBT is an invalidating treatment model for highly sensitive kids. So the meltdown cycle, as I speak about in other trainings, in my free masterclass, etc., is totally focused on understanding that a mismatch in parenting is an invalidating experience for the child. They start to question what they really believe about the truth. They start to really wonder whether or not their feelings are okay or acceptable because they're supposed to be thinking differently because their parents tell them they don't need to worry, or their parent, you know, you might say it's not that big of a deal, either in your actual words or in your reactivity when you're fried, right? Because I'm not telling you that you're not self-aware, you are. And And you're trying to use the emotional intelligence focused parenting and gentle focused parenting. And yet if you're following providers or medical professionals who probably take really good care of your kid's physical body to help you understand what your child's brain needs to feel better and their nervous system needs to feel better, then you will leave those appointments or you will leave those conversations feeling stuck, right? That's part of my job, is to help you see that. And part of what we do as a team is we really help parents notice that if you were following this triangle of thought, it's insufficient, right? The body is totally missed out of that. The emotional overwhelm, the overstimulation, the nervous system is not considered in CBT training. And it is not taught in grad school. The nervous system is not taught in grad school. So post-grad, a professional might go get specified training on understanding the difference between the mind and how it thinks, the feelings, body, and how it feels, and how they're connected, which is part of the nervous system, because your brain addresses your nerves, which tells your skin what to feel. It tells your feelings whether or not they're intense. Highly sensitive kids without skills and highly sensitive adults go through life without skills, feeling like they don't have skin. Their body's on fire. This is not my metaphor. This is Marsha Linehan's metaphor. She designed DBT back in the 1960s, right? And so this type of mental health treatment designed to keep kids out of the hospital, keep adolescents and adults out of the hospital when they were engaging in chronically self-harming or suicidal or risky behaviors. And she noticed that some people were born sensitive, and this was the trajectory if they were raised in an invalidating environment. So her specialized treatment, DBT, is available for adolescents and adults, every once in a while available for children in some states and some pockets of the state. At this point, DBTC is young. It was used for children with extreme life-threatening behaviors, and it is definitely available. It might be available in your state, however, few and far between. And DBTC didn't exist when I designed my work. It was some of the principles were influencing my work because obviously I have a lot of clinical experience. However, what we decided to do in our work 6+ years ago, when I designed this, the service that we provide was to work directly with parents. Whereas DBTC still pulls the kid into the office, still expects the child to understand themselves well enough to then demonstrate insightful conversation and apply skills outside of the session. Now, here's the deal. This is point number two. CBT is a reactive approach. You're expecting the child to report to the provider or the parents in front of the kid, talk about shame cycle, right? What they did last week that we need to work on. And then as a result, we're following the child's behavior to quote unquote be preventative in the future. This is reactive. It's not preventative. It's reactive under the guise of preventative. So what that means is that we're just constantly plugging holes in a boat that is invalidating in the household. And again, this might not be something that you resonate with because you might think that you're validating your child. However, what we find when families come to us is that they didn't really understand the whole concept of validation. So you might be on the right track. And it's also true that there are very important pieces to validation that require you to be not just present to the moment and accurate in naming your child's emotions, but also in your voice tone, in your communication style, and then also in your frequency and the duration within which you validate, because otherwise you're going to be validating all day, right? And just waiting it out and hoping that your child rides that high of that emotional mentality by themselves and they feel better about it. So again, going back to the fact that watch or listen to my show on safe space, that mentality that you just need to ride out, your child isn't learning during the meltdown. They can't learn anything during the meltdown. You just need to be there and hope that they can settle themselves and not hurt anybody in the house or themselves. And then you can talk to them later. Again, it's the same thing with point number two. As I'm mentioning, it's reactive. That mentality is what's not working in your home already. So why take the child to a professional who's going to ask you to do the same thing? So then we move into an understanding that for point number three, right, is that CBT is an anxiety focused treatment, right? Again, going back to the evidence that I was mentioning earlier, countless, like hundreds of thousands probably, but at least thousands of research-backed studies that CBT is an effective treatment, and yet not for this problem, all right? Because there are hundreds of trainings that focus on the, hundreds of, what's the word? What did I just say? Hundreds of research papers that explain that highly sensitive kids learn more effectively through their parents. And CBT does not include a parent component unless you are working with a trauma-focused cognitive behavior therapist. And that is if your child's experienced specific or chronic trauma. That is an evidence-based treatment for healing specific and chronic trauma. We use that in my private practice alongside our work for parents of highly sensitive kids because it is evidence-based. And I always did evidence-based work in my clinical work. However, that includes a significant and persistent parent component, whereas CBT regular does not. And again, the general advice of timeouts and expecting your child to think about what they need to focus on before they act is just not appropriate or effective for a child who's emotionally dysregulated and they're not present to their mind. They are in fight or flight. They are not responsive to the environment. They are not responsive to their wise intuition at that point. And as a result, they are second guessing and they're just literally offline, right? You can't even hear them. They can't even hear themselves think. So we don't want to use that approach to create change in the child because it's not effective, right? So reviewing here, we've got three reasons why CBT is insufficient and ineffective in solving this problem. You will be working with a professional for a minimum of 2 years, whether the same professional or just a professional hopping at this point, or noticing it's insufficient and then just waiting to solve it yourself for a minimum of 2 years when you take that approach, either by yourself or working one-on-one with a professional. So let's save you some time, all right? We'll go back to this, the 3 points. One, that it's a thinking, feeling, doing approach, and it does not take into consideration the child's nervous system. Number two, it's reactive. You're following the child's lead to tell you what to address. So inefficient, right? You as a parent need to understand what the root cause is of the meltdown cycle. It includes you and everybody else in the household, and you need to change the way that you are leading the household so that everybody collaborates more effectively. And that starts with how you're managing your emotions and how you're managing emotions when you're reacting to the cycle, right? So that means we have to slow the cycle down so that you are less reactive, because I'm not going to judge you for the fact that if your child is having meltdowns on a multiple times a day or multiple times a week basis, anywhere in between, you're tired, right? So we need to re-energize you, restore yourself, give you skills to restore yourself that isn't just thinking differently, because emotions are not a thinking process. And then thirdly is that targeting specific anxiety issues will keep you focused on the symptoms of the meltdown cycle. Highly sensitive kids who can trust that they can feel capable and confident in a stressful moment demonstrate playful resilience, especially when they're learning through their parents. Playful resilience, then that's when the meltdown cycle stops. And CBT is not particularly a playful focus. It is instead using play as distraction, colors as interest pullers, manipulation, rather than actually communicating effectively and reaching how children learn. It is a logical, talking-focused treatment, and it is not sufficient for children who are communicating in this big, explosive, intense, dysregulated manner. So if you want to learn more about the research where we speak about what actually works to eliminate the meltdown cycle and to keep it out of your home and build sustainable success as well as stability in your household and be empowered to do the exact thing you've been trying to do for probably years, then I encourage you to book a call with us. Your child needs to be in high school. All right. Your child needs to be in high school. Otherwise, if your child is 14 or under and in eighth grade, then it is still just a you focused work that is necessary here. All right. So don't play into the belief that your child is not influenceable by you because your kiddo is telling you developmentally that they want to separate from you while they're a preteen. That is still appropriate. And it's also true they're very reliant on you. And so you need to just change your approach to actually meet their needs, right? Okay, so here's the deal. What do we talk about, right? On that call, we'll cover where you're stuck, right? What you want to accomplish for your family, what your big lifetime goals are for your family, and whether or not our work, because it is much longer than 8 weeks, and also true, pack a punch with that intensive work that we do to start, and how we can help your family reach those goals and attain them effectively and efficiently. And if we can do that, then we tell you all about that on that call. You can get started right away. Why wait, right? Otherwise, if it's not a fit, then we are happy to point you in the direction of a service provider locally where you would vet them, obviously, on your own, but you would work with them to solve this problem. And I will tell you that I never recommend CBT for highly sensitive children at all, even if their parents need therapy. And I don't recommend CBT for parents of highly sensitive kids as well. There is, it is just more appropriate for non-highly sensitive people, all right? And that reference point just will not be sufficient in solving the problem. All right, so there we go. Happy to speak with you. Again, if you want to learn more about research, I did a show and we published that at the end of February. You can go check that out. But if you're ready to solve this and you recognize that you've just been following professionals who have been leading you in a different direction that is inefficient or ineffective, then it's time to change, right? What are you waiting for? Let's just get this handled. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye now. Thank you for joining me on this episode of How to Parent Your Highly Sensitive Child Like a Ninja. We release a brand new episode every week, so be sure to click subscribe. If you like what you've heard and you're interested in seeing if you're a fit to work with us at MTC, here's what I want you to do next. Head on over to meganthompsoncoaching.com/call and book an appointment with our team. We'll get on the phone for about 60 minutes and we'll get you clarity on where you're stuck in parenting your sensitive child or teen, what your goals are for supporting your child's development. And if we can help you, we'll get you started on knowing exactly what to do to eliminate that meltdown cycle. Eliminating the daily meltdown cycle does not happen by itself. You need expert guidance to make it happen. And we've helped hundreds of clients from all over the world end that cycle in as little as 8 weeks. So to see if we can help you do the same, head on over to meganthompsoncoaching.com/call. I'm Megan Thompson, and we look forward to speaking to you soon.